Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your hosts, Bell Star
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features interviews, strain reviews, product reviews, news and information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call at 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, and tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors today are Accurate Med Testing, Growers Health, and Mary Jane Survival Guide.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week. Along with certifications, you will find classes, lectures, demonstrations, medication, and all things education related to medical cannabis. Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, or tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Good morning.
Buenos dias. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. We're on, right? I can never tell whether we're on, what's going on.
Whether we're on, we're on.
Oh, we're on. We're always on. I don't know that we're ever off.
No, we're not.
Maybe medibles at night before bed, not even then.
No.
How's it going, Cannabis Kid?
Good.
Yeah?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing swell. Lots of good things going on.
Yeah,
lots
Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Oh, it is. So it is.
That's our pre...
It's our pre-Thanksgiving show.
Yeah.
And we're thankful to be here.
Yes,
we love it. We love our opportunity to hang out with all of you fun folk this morning. I know it's early. Thanks for getting up. You guys probably are sleeping in. It is the day before Thanksgiving. And anyway, we have a really fun show today. We have one of our dispensaries on, Earth Healing. Vicki is the owner of Earth Healing, and she's going to be on air with us in just a little bit. So we're going to talk to her about everything, this whole process, how she gets there, why, who, what, where, when, why, how. We ask the hard questions, right? That's right.
We do.
If you want to, you can go to Facebook, and you can check out our Weed Day Wednesday Facebook page. And you can also go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and click on the radio button. You can listen to the show right now via your computer, or you can just call in, put your speakerphone on, and finish making coffee, eating your eggs for breakfast, getting ready for work, you know, that kind of thing. And if you're at work, you know, we're helping you fake it through the first hour.
Right.
All right. What's going on in the news today? I'm a little discombobulated.
Well, the book is right here.
Okay.
I was watching the news last night on Channel Fox, and I was trying to find the article. Looking on Line the other day, and Fox News had a really awesome article
about
the laws changing here in Arizona.
Which one? All of them.
Well, legalizing medical cannabis.
The need to legalize, or the need to do something with it?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Well, they were saying last night on the news as well.
It's probably the same.
And AZ Starnet, I believe, will pull it up and check it out. But they're looking at legalizing cannabis in 2014.
Woo-hoo.
And they want to do that kind of for a tricky reason. They're saying that if they legalize it in 2014 by the people's vote, then they'll be able to change it and amend it later versus if it goes to vote in 2016. Then what happens, tech guy? Then it's in the Constitution and it's a lot harder to change. So... they're kind of going about it the right way. Well, they're saying we're going to be able to grow 5 plants. Hopefully, this is somebody's plan of action. We've got to figure this out. They're saying we can grow 5 plants, and it'll be regulated somehow. I like the word regulated versus legalized.
Really?
It's going to be regulated. Everything's regulated. It's not really legalized.
Right,
I don't know. Whatever. It's just a.
You're right.
I don't know. It's just a thought. Bell Star had a thought. She threw it out. Everyone's like, "Oh God, it's early. Drink your coffee." All right. So while we're waiting for Vicki to call in from Earth Healing, let's see. Oh, I really enjoyed hearing this. This was in the news. I'll read this. There was a bill introduced to Congress to exempt legal marijuana from federal gun bans. So 8 of the states that have medical marijuana laws now have a ban also for patients that use medical cannabis. So we will hopefully get this passed so that we can all, even as business owners, you know, it's your right. You're carrying large amounts of money to the bank. Anything like that, you know. As a business owner, you have the right to own a gun. But people here, yeah, protect yourself in Arizona, have a right to do that, period. So Washington, D.C., a bill has been introduced in Congress that would override a 2011 ruling by the ATF that says it is illegal for medical marijuana patients to buy or own guns. Representative Jared Polis v. Colorado introduced H.R. 3483, the Protecting Individual Liberties and States' Rights Act, on Thursday, and it was assigned to the House Judiciary Committee for review. The text of the bill has now been posted online. The summary states that the intent of the proposal is to amend Title 18, United States Code, to provide exceptions from the firearm prohibitions otherwise applicable in relation to marijuana if its possession is unlawful under state law. So the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms ruled in 2011, in September, that it's illegal for registered medical marijuana patients to buy or own guns. In a memo released at that time, federal firearms dealers were notified that medical marijuana patients are addicts or unlawful drug users who cannot legally own weapons or ammunition. Any person who uses or is addicted to marijuana, regardless of whether or not his or her state has passed legislation authorizing marijuana use for medical purposes, is an unlawful user or is addicted to a controlled substance and is prohibited by federal law from possessing firearms or ammunition. Arthur Herbert, Assistant Director for Enforcement Programs and Services for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, wrote in the memo, "A medical marijuana registration card alone is proof enough to deny a weapon sale," Herbert said. "Due to the current conflict between state and federal drug laws, many medical marijuana dispensary owners operating within the boundaries of their state marijuana laws have faced additional weapons charges following federal raids on their businesses. In one of those highest-profile cases to date, Montana cannabis operator Chris Williams is facing 80 years in prison after being convicted on 8 federal marijuana and weapons charges. Chris was not convicted of using his firearms or even brandishing them, but merely of having legal shotguns present at the medical marijuana grow, which was legal under Montana law. He received a 5-year sentence in February." Yeah, that's harsh. So, no, that's not fair, you know, and wow, that's not right. We should be able to own guns and have guns to protect ourselves. It's a constitutional right.
What about the people that are using Vicodin and Oxycontin on a regular basis? And
there's
all
no
have
test
guns
for them. No kidding. That's exactly what I say, and there's no test for them.
Right.
That's pretty lame.
That would be discriminatory.
Yeah, completely discriminatory, which is probably why they're going to go in there and try to
And it's probably not
going to
stick.
What's not going to stick?
That, what they're trying to do.
Trying to throw it out? You think we're going to...
Oh, no, I think
either
going to
be able to throw
it
out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I hope so. So do all the gun owners, because that's really not fair, especially... Well, anybody. That's just a constitutional right. Anyway...
I found the one. It's called Make Marijuana Legal, Democratic Legislative Leader Says. Says Phoenix. Phoenix saying legislation is better than a vote initiative. A voter initiative. The second-ranking Democrat in the State House wants to legalize marijuana for recreational use. Republican Ruben Gallego of the Phoenix pointed out proponents of making marijuana legal for adults are gearing up to put the issue on the 2016 ballot and believes the voters who approve medical marijuana use 3 years ago may be all ready to take the next step. Loba Gallegos warned anything adopted by voters is pretty much cemented into place, and the Arizona Constitution sharply limits legislative tinkering with anything approved at the ballot, even if they find major flaws. So Gallego wants to have an issue debated through the legislative process, with the idea of lawmakers are better suited to come up with the comprehensive plan, one without unforeseen problems than outsider circulating petitions. the head of the House,
Judiciary Committee,
which Gallego's measures would have to pass, acknowledge attitudes about marijuana in Arizona and are becoming more liberal. Republican Eddie Frensworth, Republican Gilbert, concerned voters might even be approved a legislation matter. But Farnsworth said it's still opposed to the idea and just said that it might be approved at the polls is no reason for him or any others who want marijuana legalized to vote to allow it. Gallego said, who said he has never tried marijuana, said one reason to legalize the drug is purely economic. The cost to the state of jailing people for marijuana possession. He acknowledges a 1996 voter approval measure generally allows first and second time offenders to escape incarceration, but Gallego said prosecutors use the fact that someone had marijuana when arrested for something to boost their prison sentence. He also said those with marijuana possessions convictions face other problems, like becoming ineligible for federal Pell Grants and federally backed student loans. It can mess. Wow.
Yeah, everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Wow. Way to just keep America down in the dumps, whether you have done anything wrong. But Gallego said what should concern legislators is the plan by the Marijuana Policy Project to put legalization measures on the 2016 ballot that cannot be altered once approved. For example, what does it mean to child custody laws? What does it mean to employment? All and all kinds of things that could be forced down upon us, he said. Farnsworth said, however, it's no reason for legislators to get out in front of the issue when making policies because we think it's going to be rammed down our throats. That kind of indication of the way the system's kind of broken, he said. And Farnsworth said he will not let the threat of the initiative press pressure him into supporting a policy with disagrees. So
imagine if they did try it. They would just want to legalize it because they liked it so much. Let alone the economic.
Well, it's not even that. It's like
not shoving anything down anybody's throat. It's what I hate about
It's always, they're always worried about other people.
But it's a stigma behind this. It's a plant, and it's a useful fiber. You know, it can be used for so many things, and no one's shoving it down anyone's throat. All we're saying is, let us use this plant, and let us, you know, get this for other people to help them, you know? Mm-hmm. There are a lot of sick children out there with all sorts of seizures and Dravet syndrome and epilepsy and autism and you name it, and this plant helps them so much, you know?
The way I see it is that there's a lot of people that want this plant legalized. There's a lot more than there are ones that don't. And the ones that don't are just in the positions where their voice is out there a little bit more. And our voice is out there because it's already, things are already happening. But we hear them, when we hear them, they're talking about how they don't want it. But we also hear on the good side. But the good side's winning.
Yep.
That's the way
absolutely.
I see it.
Absolutely.
So they can keep on coming up with their approach of how they don't want it and how it's going to affect this person and that person and laws and cause more criminals.
I think if people become more educated, it becomes less of an issue.
Right.
Yeah.
The education and destigmatizing it.
Absolutely, which is what we are here to do.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot of that to do, too. Oh, my goodness. It's sad, but people just need to get educated. They need to do a little reading, a lot of reading. Not too much reading. Watch the videos. If you're not a reader, watch the videos.
Yeah, get on YouTube. Put in medical cannabis.
Watch the videos.
Yeah. watch the videos for sure. There's a good one called Leaf, and if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, you can actually watch it. It's only 15 minutes, and it's about the power of juicing your medicine, which a lot of people don't know about and are finding out that it's a really good thing to use the whole raw plant. If you can find it, if you're 25 miles away from a dispensary, you can grow it. If you don't mind, you know, juicing it up, throwing it in your blender, or your magic bullet or whatever it is, with some other fun things, you know, organic apple juice, things like that.
And not to mention, there's also the CBD cannabidiol that's out now.
Yeah.
If you aren't a cannabis smoker and you don't like that psychedelic effect, if it's just too much for your brain to handle, there's the CBD tinctures out there.
Dixie elixir, what you're referring to? Yes, absolutely.
And those will be carried at Tumbleweed.
Yes, they will. Those are hemp products that we'll be carrying.
Right.
Some of the dispensaries will have the cannabis products, but we will have the non-psychoactive hemp oils and tinctures.
Which are good for...
And salves. It's good for...
depression, anti-anxiety, pain.
Cancer.
Cancer.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All those things. Fibromyalgia, those kinds of things. Glaucoma. I was reading something about the different strain types that there are. Sativa, indica, and ruderalis. And though ruderalis is not known much for its THC content, it is known for its CBD content.
Right.
It's very high in CBD. Is that what you want? No?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you can get your hands on some auto flowers out there, it's a really good for pain management. It's good for inflammation, things like that. But it's they can be very high in CBD. They grow fast. They grow quick, automatically flowering under any light. But anyway, just a little something I read last night. I can do a little research.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got going on? We are waiting for Earth Healing. They are at... 2075 South Benson?
And Highway, yes.
East Benson Highway?
East
I always do that wrong. East Benson Highway.
And it's a cute little
adobe-style
building.
Thank you.
It says medical marijuana dispensary out in front of it.
Yeah, so I think you have to do like a little U-turn off to the Benson Highway there.
Right, unless you're
around.
Coming down Benson Highway that side of the street.
Yeah. It's beautiful inside once you get in.
Very
nice waiting room. I don't know if you all out there in radio world know this, but the dispensaries are required to have 25% of their building has to be a waiting room.
Lobby.
Yeah, a lobby. I'm not really sure why that was a requirement, but these dispensaries have gargantuan lobbies. And this one is really nice.
It is really
nice. So if you happen to want a packed day, when they're having lots of great specials and they have lots of goodies in stock, check out the magazines. There's some Tumbleweeds literature there, I'm sure. And they have a great selection of products that Vicki is hopefully going to come on here and tell us about. But they've got some great folks down there, family-run and operated business, and they're just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard nothing but good things about Earth Healing.
They are really nice there.
Yeah.
They helped me out. I was down there a couple weeks ago.
Awesome. And if you go to azmarijuana.com, just scroll down just a little bit. Oh, look at that. Bum, ba, da, da. It's a gargantuan Tumbleweeds Health Center ad for Black Friday certification specials.
Woo-hoo.
$74. Come down. Come on. Come on.
Woo-hoo.
That is a special.
It's a super deal.
That is a super deal. We thought, well, should we stay open? Should we close? We're open. Black Friday certifications. We're
getting booked
up.
Here.
Yep.
You're going to be on this.
We're going to have a little tent out front with balloons and the whole lot giving away legalized tattoos. So come on down. Black Friday certification special.
Come on down.
All right. Well, while we're waiting, we're going to play one of my favorite songs because it's been a long time and I know it makes you all laugh. What? Here we go.
Puff, 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 puff. Puff, 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 puff,
watch out, this is fucking awesome.
Walked into my house like, what up, I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. I can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped. Shit, I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right.
How about that?
How about that?
An oldie, woo, but goodie.
That is an oldie but goodie. And you guys can go back to way back in the day and listen to past episodes. And we chatted with Steve. We had him on. I thought it was the coolest video ever, and I was addicted for a while. And
well, just definitely a parody that was very popular
and educational.
Mm-hmm.
Very educational. You can clean your house to it too. But it's hip hop and song.
Yes, it sure.
All right.
Is.
So we are still waiting for Vicky to come home from Earth Healing. And we are looking for bloggers out there. If anybody out there, we have a blogger from the Netherlands that's always on, and we just want to say thank you so much for everybody that writes in and calls in and blogs in your questions. And we have a shout-out. Guess whose parents are listening in today?
Yay.
Yeah. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi. It's their first show.
It's their first show. They're getting educated on cannabis.
And if you guys want to ask the question, you can. Just
call
your son.
In.
Just call your son, it's easier.
Yeah, that's true. Call me if you have a question.
Call his cell phone. You know that one. We won't give you the whole... But it's 646-915-8421 if there are bloggers out there that want to tell their moms and dads to call in, too. Go right ahead.
Thanks for creating the cannabis kids.
Yeah, thanks. You've done good. We love him. Woo-hoo!
Oh, you guys are great.
Oh, we love it. So check out azmarijuana.com for the Black Friday $74 special on certifications. Remember, if you are on food stamps, you get a 50% off the state fee. It's $75 for you. You have to bring in your card with your name on it or your award letter. with your name on it. So be sure and bring that. Now, the state of Arizona, if you have us process it here for you, much easier that way. The state of Arizona only accepts Visa or MasterCard to process their electronic computer. Yeah, they're normally $150 charge, $75 if you're on SNAP. Come down to Tumbleweed, cash or credit for the doctor and processing fee. And I think Cannabis Kid has some information about our cannabinoid system. Go for it.
So these are just some of the emerging clinical applications for cannabis and cannabinoids. And it's going to be things that are already on the list, the qualifying list.
Okay.
So it's
what we're trying to get approved.
We got rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh.
They have incontinence on here. GI disorders, sleep apnea. These are things that they're wanting if they're not already on there right now. So.
Yeah.
Hypertension, HIV, all the ones that we've talked about before. MRSA. Diabetes, hepatitis C, fibromyalgia, Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, and ALS.
Yeah, and so. If there are other ailments you want to prove, be sure and write the state of Arizona, azdhs.gov. Give them a shout-out, call them up. You know, you can instant chat with them online 24/7 at azdhs.gov. Go to their medical marijuana website. And I think we have Vicki on the line now. I'm very excited. Let's see. Let's hope this little unmute button works. Good morning, Vicki.
Hi, Kim.
Good morning,
Bell Star
Vicki.
And the Cannabis Kid here. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Kim?
I'm excellent. Sorry to we got you up early. I know. Thank you for coming on the show here. And we are so excited to talk to you because we have a million and one questions for the dispensary owner. Woo-hoo.
Hey, Vicki, Cannabis Kid here. How are you doing?
Good. How are
Good.
You doing?
I'm doing great. Can you tell us a little bit about Earth Healing and how it got started?
Earth Healing got started about 4 years ago. My brother came up with the idea that he wanted us to start a family business again. We've had other family businesses. And so I dove into it, and we just started the process and went through all the hurdles that we had to go through, the lawsuits and everything. And we opened up the 20th of May of this year.
Yay. Nice. Congratulations.
That's very nice. And especially it being a family business makes it even more, like, that more important and that close
that
to
more,
your heart.
That more special,
yeah,
too.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And that's how we treat our clients, too. We treat them as if they're family, and we try to take as good a care of them as we can. Every patient gets asked what their ailments are and what their needs are, and our bud tenders are fabulous, fun, and very, very informative.
Well, I was in there a couple weeks ago, and your staff was amazing. Just very nice. It felt very warm as soon as you walked in the door. So that's definitely one thing that it definitely makes people want to go back there because it's under such stigma that you want to walk into a place that doesn't feel cold, that is welcoming you with open arms, that almost just right there seeing eye to eye with you. And that's how I felt when I walked in. So very nice.
Very kind and compassionate people. You feel very at home. That's Vicki.
Thank you. Thank you so much for saying that, because that's what we try to do. Above everything, we just try to give them compassion. And also, we try as hard as we can to get the best quality medicine in our shop.
I was just going to say that we hear nothing but good things about everything that you've had in there so far. Tell us what you do have in there.
Oh, we have such a big array of items. We have three tiers, and they're just based on taste, potency, quality, smell, looks. And we also have a big array of sativas, indicas, and, of course, hybrids. And then we've got cookies, brownies, candies, juices, Tootsie Rolls, cupcakes, cheesecake, everything we can find that is delicious and that'll work for our clients.
Well, my mouth is watering.
And tell us about the tiers. You said you have 3 tiers. What does that pertain to, and what, and how do people come and pick a tier?
Well, the 3 tiers, again, I have 3 tiers because I want to make sure that everybody, I try to bring in affordable medical marijuana, but it has to be a lot of, it has to qualify for tier 1 before we even put it into tier 3. So what we do is we bring in new products once a week, and everything starts in tier 1, and what we do is we bring down the product from tier 1 to tier 2 to tier 3 so that people who were able to buy medicine for $20 a gram, the people can also buy, the people who can afford it for $13 a gram will also get to buy our best products. So we have our tier 1 product is $20 a gram, our tier 2 is $17, and our tier 3 is $13. A gram.
All the same quality medicine?
All the same quality. Like I said, we start at we bring it in at tier 1, and as we bring in, every week we bring in about 6 to 8 new strains. And so our tier 1 goes down to tier 2 and tier 3 within a week. So everybody gets to try our highest strain products at $13 a gram.
So it's aging. As it ages, it goes down in tier.
Yes, but the aging process doesn't last more than a week, so really it's the same quality. We just try to give everybody a chance to buy the same quality product.
Very nice.
That's
like
awesome.
That.
That's great. You have a choice for everybody in there. Do you have edibles or tinctures or lollipops, things like that?
Yes, we do. We have tinctures. You know, that you put into under your tongue. We have edibles. We have balms for people who have knee pain or joint pain anywhere. We carry juices. You know, it depends on the client's needs. We're even trying to get gluten-free medicine for people who are allergic.
Yeah, that's great. Are your tinctures able to go in these e-pens that are out?
We're waiting for those tinctures. We should be getting them within the next 30 days, but we have them on order so that they could just go ahead and put them in the e-pens. The tinctures that we have right now are for under the tongue.
Right, under the tongue tinctures.
So before Christmas time, we'll have a big Christmas sale probably. We'll get some tinctures for our vaporizer. That's awesome. People are really looking into that. Are your medicines organic?
Yes. Most of them are.
Most of them are. Awesome. We had a person ask that question. So this process took you 4 years, you said.
Yes, it did.
That's a very long time.
Well, it drained pretty much most of my energy and most of my funds, too, but it was so worth it. The problem was when the governor sued. We were ready to open our doors, and the governor sued 3 days before we were able to apply a few years ago. So we had to keep leasing properties and waiting for the proper timing.
Oh.
But you know what? It was well worth the wait. Very well worth the wait. It's
absolutely
probably the funnest thing I've ever done. I'm having so much fun running this medical marijuana dispensary.
I'm so glad that you said that, Vicki, because Bell Starr and I, whenever we get on the show, we talk about, you know, when we are educating the community and getting the information out there about cannabis and what it really is about and what it isn't about, and, you know, putting the stigmas in their categories where they need to go and actually shedding the light on the whole thing. And I love how you said it, because it is fun.
It is fun.
We're in a part of history right now that is going to be written down in history books. And
it's being written right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is a fun, fun thing. So I definitely agree with you.
That's awesome.
I love that you said that.
If it's not fun, don't do it.
Yep.
There you go.
Right. And it was worth the wait, too. And seeing the people go out, come in and leave satisfied and just excited that they're going to get a little bit of help with their pain.
It's just
the funnest. It's the most rewarding career I've had thus far.
That's awesome. It is awesome. I bet you really feel good seeing people come back that continually feel better and better.
And we know them all by, you know, we try to get to know everybody by their first name, and by the time they come in a few times, you know, it's just, like I said, it's a friendly environment. That's what we strive for anyway.
Vicki, talking about your clients right now, what are the age of your clients?
We have clients of all ages. For whatever reason, we've been getting a lot of seniors in. We try to cater to every spectrum of the age cycle. So we offer discounts every day. We offer 10% discount to senior citizens and to veterans and also to students.
Oh, that is so awesome. You've definitely covered your
very
bases.
Very community oriented.
I love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What age
is a senior? 65. What do you consider
senior? These days, our government considers senior 72. So, what
you know, saying? we don't really check. I mean, if somebody says, "Hey, give me a senior card," and they look somewhat past 55, then that's all we need to know. You know. We're not the Gestapo here, and we're not trying. We're just trying to help people of all ages to come in and get help.
Well, I'm putting a touch of gray in this afternoon and coming on in.
I got a ton of gray. I'm in.
You don't need Arizona?
No.
No. A little bit of gray hair. I think you would qualify, Tim.
They're called wisdom streaks. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm very wise. Or foolish.
Vicki, how did you come up with the name Earth Healing? Because it's something that definitely draws you in.
Really nice. Yeah. Good job.
Thank you so much for that. That was my husband's. It's a family business, so we all just thought of names that would be appropriate, and my husband won. Because what we were looking for is just to have a healing model, a medical model, not, you know, the green leaf or the green this or the green that. Not that those names are bad or anything, but it just
we wanted to
emphasize on healing. And, you know, marijuana cannabis comes from the earth, so there you go. Pretty simple.
Yeah, it is pretty simple, but beautiful and very nice. Are you going to have a kitchen? Are you going to be one of those dispensaries with the kitchen and all sorts of things that you make yourself?
Yes, we are. Right now we just had our grow facility approved, so we're embarking. Yes, we were approved on Friday, so I'm going to start our own little grow facility, and once we get that up and running, the kitchen will be next. But we still bring in from every other kitchen that has the certification from the state. We try to bring in as much as we can for everybody. I think our latest item is caramel corn.
Oh my goodness! Wow, that would be a nice thing to have for Thanksgiving.
Here, Mom, have some popcorn.
Yeah, keep it away from the kids.
Yeah, no kidding. No popcorn for the kids.
So, Vicki, is there any new products out on the market that you're looking on bringing in? Or, I mean, with the holiday season, is there anything that's, like, there that maybe someone else might not have?
Maybe some high CBD products. Too,
yeah.
Like, what kind of strains do you have? Because people are really into
right, are talking
days,
about
more
it.
More for pain, less for psychoactive.
Charlotte's mom was on The Doctors the other day on Fox. Or on Channel 9, I can't remember.
Okay.
But
yeah.
For Charlotte's Web, and the mom was talking about the high CBD strains, and the doctors gave like the go-ahead of saying, hey, we've been wrong these few years. They're kind of taking after Dr. Gupta and saying, hey, we've made some mistakes. So are you going to be carrying any of those yummy high CBD products?
I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because we're one of the only dispensaries in town. We test every single strain we bring in, and so we know exactly which strains have the highest CBGs, and we really try to pick the ones that do have the highest. And our latest product, I'm glad that you mentioned it because I forgot about it, is it's a syringe, and it's a highly, highly concentrated syringe. It has 10 grams in one syringe of CBD, only CBD, nothing more than that. So that is a very, very, very high amount of only CBD. And it's Dr. Gupta actually recommended it. A lot of people are getting cured from cancer. I can't say it's the cancer cure, but it's a lot of people are getting better from a lot of diseases. It's expensive, but we have it in stock, and we're, you know, for anybody who is extremely ill or has extreme pain, these syringes are the best way to go.
Yeah, and when you say expensive, what do you mean by that? How much is this? And how many
grams?
10 grams. So how much does someone use, though? Because that's really concentrated, right?
But it's high CBD.
Yes, it's extremely concentrated.
Yeah.
We have the highest CBD that we had was 1 point something, I think, in our medicine, 1.4, which was amazing. Amount of CBD in a flower form, but we've been doing a lot of research, and we brought in, it's a syringe, so you take it under the tongue, and you take a whole gram a day. It's a 6-month process, so you buy 6 syringes, but you can buy them one at a time. So it's a 10-day treatment with the highest concentrate of CBD that's out there on the market today. Pure CBD, nothing more.
Particular company that you're getting it from? A brand?
Yes, it's a medical facility. I think we are getting it out of, I forgot the name of the company that we're getting it from. Sorry about that.
Well, if you have if you need more information, definitely call Earth Healing.
And our tinctures, I mentioned the tinctures that you take under the tongue. Those are also, you know, we have a lot of people that want to go to work and they don't want to get that head high. So we've ordered tinctures that you can take as many times as you want a day, and it's under the tongue, and it's CBD concentrate, the CBD of the cannabis, and it really works for alleviating arthritis pain, bone pain. Those types of things. Stomach pain, too.
Wow, that's excellent. Yeah. A lot of people go to work and they take all sorts of other things that they probably shouldn't, the Vicodin, the morphine and stuff, and they would much rather take something that didn't make them loopy.
Well, I know that's one time I don't actually use my medicine is in the morning, and I wish I could. You know, I mean, I do have my leg problems, and the sciatica starts up, especially when you're sitting in a chair doing
all
your
day.
Computer work.
Well, it's worse trying to do catch-up on pain.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, catch-up on pain. Exactly. So it's definitely nice that you have those, Vicki, and offering a wide range for all kinds of people.
And I'm sure you have the...
We also offer a free gram of any tier product, anything people want, a free gram for first-time patients. They just... With the purchase of whatever, you don't have to purchase a certain amount, but you will get a free gram as well.
Very nice.
Your new patient.
That's awesome. That's excellent motivation for someone just to come down and say hello.
Yes.
What are the hours?
Your hours, Vicki?
Oh, my hours? We're open every day, 10 to 7. Every day of the week.
So explain, for a first-time person coming in there, we certify a lot of patients here at Tumbleweeds, and they want to know where to go, so we grab your business card and say, go here. And they say, well, what's it like? So, Vicki, can you describe, as a first-time patient walking through your door, what's going to be the experience from walking in to getting their meds and leaving?
They've never been to a dispensary.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, so we have a nice waiting room that has a TV camera, so you could look at our menu before you walk in. We give you an informational packet so you could take home with you, and then we let you into our dispensary room, and we have bud tenders, and they try to make the people feel comfortable, and we show them everything that we have in the store, ask them what their needs are, what is it that they're trying to accomplish with the cannabis, and we take it from there. Everybody gets a new gram, like I said, a free gram of whatever they'd like. And we also have a point system, a loyalty point system. So the more people come in and buy, the more free medicine they'll get.
That's very nice.
Do you, how much time do you spend with the patients?
Pardon me?
How much time do the patients get to spend asking questions, because, you know, if they're nervous or first-timers, how much time can they hang out there?
As much time as they need to. We won't, we don't have a in and out, you know, we've got to get as many people through as possible. We've had patients that have taken, you know, we have chairs there. As long as they need to understand what it is that they're about to purchase, and how to use it properly for the best benefit.
Do you have juice there?
Yes, we do. That's one of our newest items.
Right.
I'm really excited about it. It's called Vital Juice, and I believe it has a gram, and we have all kinds of different flavors, and it's just it tastes like Kool-Aid.
Awesome.
And, it's
that's
very, very fast, easy, and effective way to get the results of the cannabis without having to smoke or, you know, we also have vapor machines. But the juice is a quick and easy way to get relief.
What about raw and fresh leaves if someone wants to take it home, a patient wants to do it themselves?
What about what?
Leaves, the fresh raw leaves and the plant itself. Do patients have access to the leaves and
do their own juices?
To do their own juicing?
We will once we have our cultivation up and running. Right now we have the buds. You know, we have the nice buds, but not the leaves yet.
Mm.
And when a patient comes in, are the buds prepackaged or do they get to pick out whatever they want? How does that work?
Never. We never prepackage our buds. Like I said, we buy weekly. I mean, we bring in weekly fresh items. And so they get to pick out the nicest buds they can look at. Whatever they want, they pick out. And we weigh it for them and put it in a nice medicine jar that is child-proof.
Oh, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple other questions. One is about, you know, basically this is a male-dominated industry. This is just kind of a fun question. How does it feel being a female dispensary owner in this? I know there are just a few out there, but are you finding there's a difference? Are you finding that the community is supportive of each other regardless? Or what do you feel? What's going on out there?
You know, Kim, that's such a great question because I was at the monthly meeting, the medical marijuana dispensary owner meetings. We have a meeting once a month in Phoenix, and I just came back from that meeting, and I was looking in the room, and I think I was one of maybe three females in a room of almost 100 people.
Wow.
So for me, I'm proud. You know, I'm proud of being a woman who can work in a man's world and in a man's, you know, this is very dominated by men, but for me, it's just it makes it even that much more of an accomplishment. And I've been very blessed, actually, by my coworkers and by my colleagues. They've treated me equally. So no complaints there. They've been very, very good to just treat me like everybody else.
Well, Vicki, you've got a great...
It does make it a much more of an accomplished feeling for me. I don't know why the discrepancy is so huge between male and female when it comes to this industry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not really
but
sure.
But all I have to say is that women are every bit as good as men at running businesses.
Hell yeah. Right on. You've got like a high five on that. So here's another question about being a dispensary owner. And we talked about Congress wanting to legalize in 2014. How do you feel about that?
everything, I'm in favor of the country going to the towards the process of legalization, of course. I mean, cannabis was legal and was being used for healing purposes for many, many thousands of years before. It wasn't until 1930s that it became illegal here in this country. So I'm 100% in favor of the legalization of cannabis in our state.
That's really great to hear. A lot of, we've heard that business owners are afraid it'll take business away from them, or we're glad to hear that that's not something that, you know, concerns you, because I honestly don't think the people that are growing now always will and always have been.
One bit, if and when, I'm sure that they will be legalizing in this state soon, and if and when they do, we'll just be ready to open up our store to the whole public. For us, it'll be a good thing. We'll continue to try to service our patients, as you know, or just consumers that use it for, you know, for whatever reason they want. I believe in cannabis, and I believe in the healing effects, and I'm in favor of everybody having a chance to consume it.
That's an awesome statement. Very I believe awesome. In cannabis.
Yeah.
That's a really great thing to say.
Yeah.
Best thing I've heard all day yet. So are you a patient? We usually ask this right at the very beginning, but we just got into all sorts of fun stuff. Are you a patient yourself?
Yes, I am. I'm a patient. That's another thing, is that it's ironic that the cannabis is keeping me alive and well right now. I have chronic pancreatitis, which I didn't have before I embarked in this business, but so for me, cannabis allows me to eat and it controls my pain. I'm waiting to go into surgery, but like I said, it's a lifesaver for me, so I'm committed to this product and to have it, hoping that other people can be healed by the benefits of cannabis.
Wow.
Vicki, are you juicing with the plant right now?
You know, people have, no, I'm not. I'm not,
Vicki,
I'm
you
not
really
familiar should. With the juicing
I
process.
Know,
and
juicing
comes,
with
but
it.
I can't, yeah.
Pardon me?
I'm a testament to juicing with it. It's really amazing. It hits the gut areas in such a certain way that
it's very healing.
It's very healing in
the
inside.
And what Dr. Courtney said was, when you juice the flower or the leaves raw, your body assimilates 60 times the amount of medicine versus when you smoke it, vaporize it, or eat it, or do anything else with it. It's the whole plant. You know, it's always better to.
It knows exactly what to do with it.
Yeah. But that's just...
Oh, my goodness, I have to find out what to do, how to do that, because personally, I would need that.
That's so
great that you mentioned that to me, because I have to look into that, I guess.
Yeah, we'll help you. We'll talk to you off air, and we'll help you do that, for sure.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Kim. Thank you, guys. You guys, by the way, I just want to say that our dispensary recommends tumbleweeds to everybody who calls in, because you guys share our same compassion. I've not seen another certification center that treats its patients like a family and that really cares. I'm a patient that goes there for recertification myself.
Aww.
So I want people to go to the certification center that I choose.
Aww.
Anyway, just wanted to throw that in.
That really means a
thank
lot.
Thank you. It, yeah, that does mean a lot.
You know,
we really appreciate that. We work hard. And
we do the same as far as letting people know about medication. It's you guys.
Yep. We share the love right back because it's good, you know.
It's so important
to have
talk
family.
About
it's,
the
it scares
the warmth.
The people, and they have to feel comfortable. They have to feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
They need to feel like you're actually listening and hearing them, and like what you said about knowing their names and getting their ailments and talking to them, you know. We've heard other dispensaries that say, oh, they get 20 minutes and that's it, or less. Like, that, we don't want them in that long. And we're like, really? Wait a minute. This isn't, you know, you're not drug dealers here. You guys are supposed to be compassionate, caring people like they
care.
They are earth healing. That's awesome.
Earth healing. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, you know, because my situation changed and I do have medical problems right now, your doctor, who I went to see recently for reader certification, spent a lot of time with me, which I was surprised, because I'm a, you know, I know a lot about the cannabis, but I learned, and she was patient with me, and she took her time, and I got to say it was more than 20 minutes, so just wanted to thank you again.
Oh, you're so welcome. Yeah, our doctors do take quite a long time with people, and it's nice because they make them feel comfortable and they get to really assess the whole person. It's not just about, hey, here's your card. This is about, hey, let's see how this can really help you and how we can help you, you know. So speaking of that, there's a lot of education here at Tumbleweed. Do you guys have education down there at Earth Healing? I know you said you give out a booklet, which is really nice. People like that. Do you have classes?
We do. You know, that's something that we don't have going on, but we're striving to put that in our agenda, to start giving out classes. And another thing that in the future I'm hoping to do is, because we're a nonprofit organization, I'm hoping to add services, free services for our patients, like massages and other types of things that would help them in a non-cannabis way.
That's so
maybe
great.
Maybe a nutritionist or something.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're not quite there yet, but we'll get there. We'll get there.
So here's a fun question. What's your favorite sativa or indica? And have you ever tried the auto flowers?
No, but I'm interested in. I hear that you are quite the expert in the auto flower.
Oh.
My favorite is, I'm a hybrid girl. I really like the benefits of both, a little bit of indica and sativa. So that's what I go for most of the time. And the indicas are good for me, too, because they're a very good pain reducer, and they allow me to eat a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, we know Sour Diesel is one of the strains that you guys grow down there. It's awesome. Love Sour Diesel. So if there are any Sour Diesel fans, get down there. It's beautiful.
Oh.
Yeah.
We have Jack
thank
here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have Jack here, too.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We're definitely going to keep sending everybody down there. Why don't you tell everybody your address and how to get in touch with you, all your connections. Give a shout-out.
Okay, we are located on Campbell and Benson Highway, very easy access off of I-10. Our address is 2075 East Benson Highway. Our phone number is 520-373-5779. We're at earthhealing.org. And we're on we're on Weedmap and Leafly as well.
Great. Oh, awesome. That's really great. Well you are on Tumbleweed Health Center's website right now, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me, Kim. It was a pleasure speaking to you guys.
Well, it's our pleasure and an honor, and thank you for what you're doing for our community. We really are blessed to have you, and all the patients really, really are lucky to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you,
Vicky.
Okay,
you guys have a great Thanksgiving, guys.
You
happy
too.
Thanksgiving. Take care.
Bye, Vicky.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh, she's awesome.
She is awesome. That was fantastic. Everybody go down there. Go down to Earth Healing, 2075 East Benson Highway. If you need to call and find out, you get lost, 373-5779. I like that number. That's easy.
Yeah.
373-5779.
Check out their website
before
you go.
Nice.
There's lots of information on their website. Definitely what they have and what they don't have, prices. Now, one thing I forgot to ask Vicky, but I know the answer is is it cash or credit card? And actually, they do take it's cash.
Okay.
Or
to get
a
your
debit
medication,
card.
Or a debit card over at the little machine in the corner. It's like a little ATM debit thing.
They're at the premises, though.
So
you don't have to go elsewhere.
So it's nice.
Oh, nice. That's excellent.
So if you don't have any cash, you can definitely go and use your debit card there.
Amen. Makes it easy.
Makes it easy.
Awesome staff. Go visit them. New at Tumbleweed Health Center, we've got the little mini Atmos vaporizers. They're very cute, very discreet, easy to use. We've got a whole array of holy smokes, tinctures, and tonics. And like Vicki said, within the next 30 days, they're going to have the cannabis tonics you can put with your holy smoke tonics and use them together. It's awesome.
Yeah, 50-50 blend.
Yeah, 50-50 blend. We've got the Gandalf Sherlock Holmes pipe are back. You know, those 3 foot long, well, they're not, they're probably good foot long pipes. They're beautiful. They're glass. They smoke really nicely. It's very smooth. Yeah. Cool and smooth. We want to say thank you so much for everybody that came out for an awesome birthday celebration. Woo! That was fun. Ping pong tournament. Ping pong tournament. Ha ha. Let's see. What's today? Wednesday. We're going to close at 3 today to get ready for Thanksgiving. Tomorrow we will be closed at Tumbleweeds will be closed. And Friday, we're open 10 to 3 for certifications with $74 Black Friday certification specials. Yay! Excellent, excellent. Come on down. Wow, we're getting close to the year closing up.
I know.
And pretty soon our 100th show is coming up, so we should have a celebration. I was checking that out. I was like, oh, my God, we're getting that close. Holy Toledo.
Remember when we did all the...
Yeah, everybody on.
Everyone on?
Yeah, we'll see if we can get Robert and Irv and all a bunch of people on. Maybe we've got a new empathy book, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we want to just say thank you again, everybody, for always being a part of this show and for letting us bust in on an hour of your morning every Wednesday. Thank you, Vicki, from Earth Healing for joining us. It's so awesome to hear of all the great things you're doing. Go down and check
fun.
Them out.
I like that she said that.
It is fun. Do it. Go down there. Dispensaries are fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Cannabis is fun. Learn about it.
Educate yourself. We would also like to thank Blog Talk Radio, Grower's House, Accurate Med Testing, Mary Jane Survival Guide, AZMarijuana.com. Check them out. They are a wealth of information.
Thanks, Mom and Dad, for listening.
Mom and Dad, thank you so much. Your kid rock. And remember...
You rock.
You rock. For you. All right. Be smart.
Be safe.
And educate. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Google Cannabis.